Bill Wyman, editor and writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Bill Wyman, former bass player for the Rolling Stones. Same name, different people. Now it's musician versus journalist in a battle over their mutual moniker. The Atlanta Wyman received a letter sent late last month from an attorney representing the London Wyman.
You know, it was saying the individual who calls himself Bill Wyman, meaning me, and that I'd been misleading and that I had to cease and desist using my own name. You know, it says even if your name is Bill Wyman, if I would have to prove it, and then that I would have to have a prominent disclaimer if I did continue to use the name Bill Wyman.
So, and what did you think the disclaimer might be? I mean, what would your byline be?
Well, I don't know. I thought it might be, you know, not that Bill Wyman, or I thought I could just change my name. There's all sorts of other names I'd love to have. But I think they just wanted something that would say, oh, this isn't the Bill Wyman who used, you know, 10 years ago left the Rolling Stones.
Now, I gather that at first, sort of in deference to Bill Wyman, you were thinking, well, I might have to give up my name.
I kind of was thinking. I didn't take it all that seriously, but I thought, you know, what if it actually came down to it? And that's when I actually was, the irony, of course, is that Bill Wyman is not his real name. And most critics know this, and I certainly know it because of, you know, being named Bill Wyman, but his name is Bill Perks. And for some reason or other, he had a friend in the Air Force. His name was Lee Wyman. It was spelled slightly differently. And then he had changed his name once he started going in with the Rolling Stones. So I thought that was ironic. And literally, I was at home. And I, I'm a critic, and I have a lot of books on the Stones. And I thought, when did he change it? And I pulled down the autobiography he wrote, which is called Stone Alone. And it took a while paging through, but I found out that he didn't even start using the name Bill Wyman until 1963, and then he says that he changed his name in 1964, which actually matters to me because I was born in 61.
So you own the name Bill Wyman.
I think I was there first, but I don't begrudge him using it actually, and he's welcome to continue.
You're not going to take legal action?
I don't think so, not at this point, unless his lawyer keeps up at this. I've gotten a lot of great response from him. I've gotten a number of attorneys who said they'll take my case.
Couldn't you call yourself Willie Wyman or something like that?
No, absolutely not. I've been a writer for a long time. I've been a writer for 20 years. So I'm hoping there can be some peaceful coexistence.
Now, has this changed your feelings about Bill Wyman at all?
No, he's a cool guy. He's a serious guy. He was part of one of the most significant rhythm sections in rock history, of course. You know, so he deserves to do what, you know, he deserves to do whatever he wants to do. But I don't think I'm going to change my name.
Well, I hope it doesn't get ugly.
I know, me too.
The real Bill Wyman. He is the film and music editor at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my